This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. Chinese President Xi Jinping issuing a call for more innovation, as well as an opening up of the Asia-Pacific. Addressing the APEC leaders' meeting in Vietnam, Xi Jinping also pushing for the creation of a free trade area for the Asia-Pacific. He also says the Chinese government remains committed to opening up the country further to foreign investment. As part of his address to the APEC CEO session, Xi Jinping has suggested that China is likely to import some $24 trillion U.S. dollars worth of goods in the coming 15 years, as well as attract some $2 trillion U.S. dollars in direct investment. To that end, Xi Jinping also announcing plans for an international import expo in China next year. Chinese President Xi Jinping meeting with several foreign leaders on the sidelines of this weekend's APEC leader summit. Among them, Xi Jinping has sat down with South Korean President Moon Jae-in. Meeting the first since the South Korean side clarified its stance on the THAAD anti-missile system, the two have also stated their hope for a peaceful solution to the North Korean nuclear issue. Moon Jae-in has reiterated a pledge made earlier this month to limit the THAAD anti-missile system at its current deployment. Meantime, meeting with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, Xi Jinping has called upon the Japanese side to take more practical action to improve ties. Xi Jinping has also met with Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte. He's also overseen the signing of an extension of the free trade agreement between China and Chile. Plans to expand the nationwide government supervision system have come into effect. Under the new program, a series of commissions have been set up under the leadership of the Communist Party of China. The new commissions will be absorbing the existing supervisory bodies covering government agencies and prosecutors. The new supervisory system has already been tested in Beijing, Shanxi, and Zhejiang since January. This year's Double 11 shopping promotion reportedly breaking sales records once again. Alibaba reporting revenues of 170 billion yuan, around 25 billion U.S. dollars. The company says 90% of the deals on Saturday were done via mobile devices. Alibaba says it generated 1 billion U.S. dollars in sales in the first 3 minutes on Saturday morning. November 11th becoming the largest shopping event in the world after Alibaba started promoting sales for Singles Day, or 1111 on the calendar, back in 2009. Xiaomi has officially opened up two brick-and-mortar stores in Western Europe. The two stores, called Mi Home, are located in Madrid. The launch of the new stores comes just days after the company began sales in Spain. Xiaomi has overtaken Apple to become the fourth largest smartphone vendor in China this year. The company also a major player in India, ranking second in smartphone sales behind only Samsung. A commemoration ceremony has been held in London to honor the Chinese Labor Corps, who served British troops during World War I. It's the first time that Chinese laborers have been officially recognized for their contribution to the UK war effort. Close to 100,000 Chinese workers were recruited by the British Army during the battles on the Western Front a century ago. Around 20,000 were killed in the line of duty. However, their contribution to the war effort went mostly unnoticed. Local Chinese communities in the UK launching a drive 3 years ago to put pressure on the government to officially recognize Chinese contributions to the British military in World War I. Tens of thousands have marched through the streets of Gaza to mark the 13th anniversary of the death of former leader Yasser Arafat. This marks the first time authorities in the Gaza Strip have held an official ceremony to mark Arafat's death. Arafat was a leading member of Fatah, but fell afoul of the organization after recognizing Israel's right to exist. He died in 2004 in what French and Russian investigators have determined was poisoning. Authorities in Gaza have pointed the finger at Israel, but have not been able to offer up any proof. Iranian authorities have announced that the Atomic Energy Organization of Iran has acquired the technology to build atomic batteries. Atomic batteries generate electricity by using energy from the decay of a radioactive isotope. It's not clear if this violates the nuclear agreement Iran entered into in 2015. Iranian authorities have announced plans to commercialize the atomic batteries. Sales expected to start toward the end of March. Veteran Chinese golfer Feng Shanshan has hit a new milestone. The 28-year-old Guangzhou native set to be listed as the top women's golfer after winning this weekend's Blue Bay LPGA event in Hainan, carding a 2-under-70 in her final round to win by one stroke. Feng Shanshan has won back-to-back events, coming off a victory in Japan this past weekend. She will overtake South Korea's Sun Hyun Park at the top of the LPGA standings when the rankings are made official on Monday. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.